Welcome, welcome to the Living Unbroken Power to Heal podcast, season 2, episode 15. I'm Sonia Lin, master healing practitioner and transformation coach. The power of your heart. A closed heart hurts. A broken heart hurts. But that is an opening and an opportunity for more light to come in and to reach limitless potentials, to access your deepest level, from your head to your heart to your soul. The journey from your head to your heart is a challenging one, but it is the only way to access the peace, joy, your creativity, and your intuition. It is the roadmap from your head to your spirit, your true light, and what really sparks your inner spark for life. So it takes going within ourselves. And not just from the mind, where the knowledge is, but from your heart, because your heart knows first. And then you have that gut reaction. The heart is truly the first brain. And your gut is the second. That gut intuition, that feeling, that shift from always being in thought to opening up and allowing feeling. When we're sleepwalking through life, we're cut off from thriving. The answers don't come in the mind, in the rational mind. It takes the belief in what we can't see. We don't have to see it to make it real. Things are there even when we can't see them from our mind. And in order to experience that true deep meaning of life, it takes following your heart, allowing your head and your heart to work together, dropping the armor around your heart. We all experience pain and heartbreaks. That's inevitable. But the journey to your heart allows you to lead a life without regret, to lay your head down at the pillow, on your pillow at night, feeling wholehearted, no regrets. And full of abundance. When we feel whole, there is no lack. And really experience that fullness of life. It takes love for yourself. Getting out of those filthy thoughts in your head. Knowing deep in your soul that you are worthy and you are good enough. That you are full of light and have purpose, even when it feels too dark to access. And know that you are never alone. Life isn't linear. We will experience pain and highs and lows and heartbreaks, and there's nothing ventured if there, you know, nothing gained. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. What does that mean to you? It is an adventure from the head to your heart. And that is how you gain, dropping the armor around your heart, being vulnerable. When our heart breaks, there's a crack and an opening it creates for more space and love to actually come in. A greater light. And a shift from speaking from the head and speaking from your heart. in my 8-week online marriage masterclass, Breaking the Cycle, Creating the New Norm to Become a Conscious, Powerful Couple and Partnership, Conscious, Powerful Parenting. And I talk about speaking from the heart. If there's conflict, to step away, to pause, and to come back when you're ready to speak from the heart and to talk with your partner about that. That you'll be ready to talk when you're not talking from the head or from fear and doubt, but when you are speaking from love, from your heart. Because when we are stuck in survival mode, when our heart is closed, and this is just existing, it's life-sucking, it's soul-sucking, it's stress, it breaks down our relationships, the biology in our bodies. The heart sees the beauty rather than the judgment. The head is judging. The heart isn't taking things personally and it's dropping the judgment. The head sees black, white, right, wrong. And it creates an imbalance. Again, just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And your heart is wise. That's going within and stepping into your wisdom. This is kind of random, but if you look up on my Facebook group, at Living Unbroken, I have asked the question before of the meaning of your name. And what just made me think of this is because I had looked up on my journey what Sonia means. I had heard my name was going to be Emily, and it ended up being Sonia. And Sonia actually means wisdom. All right, so it takes going from the head to the heart, into the adventure, into the soul, the shift from knowledge and information to wisdom and transformation. And it made complete sense with part of my purpose here, to share wisdom and to hold the space for others, facilitate the space for others to go within and to be able to walk that talk where the true wisdom is. And it's quite the journey from your head to your heart. And I couldn't do it alone. And, you know, if we could, we would have. We're intelligent, we're smart, we have all of these resources available, but these blind spots, this broken programming gets in our way. And that's why I love holding this sacred space for others to be able to break through, have epiphanies, and access that wisdom within for transformation. A crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Masters, when we can master our energy and our consciousness, our perceptions, because our stress is perception-based. As we step into our self-mastery, we open up our choice and we respond by choice. How are we going to see the situations? Are we going to see these crises as gifts and opportunities and blessings for each life experience and lesson, and to see what that opens up, right? Step away from the head, the good or bad. You don't know. It's just neutral. It just is. And what we do in that space, the choices in crisis through divorce, death, disease, they all wake us up over and over. The book I'm working on, Getting Off Your Knees, when life knocks you down and getting back up, and each time, I've been through many, that's why this pandemic, I have been able to see from the perspective and know the truth that it's all happening for us. I'm able to come from the heart and the soul and not from the head and the fear, from numerous just crisis after crisis that I've gone through and evolved and grown to higher consciousness, to be able to see the world from a different lens, a higher perspective, and not judge it. Being able to see the positive transformations, not focused on the negative. I've had some people ask me, and yesterday was my 44th birthday, and say I look young for my age, and that's based on their filtering through life experience. That's their perception, and maybe some days we all have days we feel and look better than others, I'm sure. But seeing things as an opportunity, the glass half full, the positive perspective, the opportunist, an opportunity, shifting from the victim mode where I have I have been there, spent many years there, to be able to see it from a perspective of things happening for me and things happening to us rather than being victim to it, that it's happening to us. It's for us. And that positive perspective, seeing as an opportunity, drops years. It can reverse aging. The effect our thoughts, the power of our thoughts that they have on our biology, the relationship with ourself, the health in our body. So it's more than these signs I see of masks saving lives. That's coming from the head. It's deeper than that. It's what we can do to heal the heart of the matter and shift and transform from our head, the logical mind, to listen and to trust that the healing is within, and it takes stepping into our heart and our spirit. That our heart is powerful, our thoughts are powerful, and safety comes from the mind, its perspective. Right? Everyone's having different perspectives on what safety means to them. We have different beliefs. And is it coming from the head? Is it coming from fear outside? Or is it coming from your heart and your soul, a deep knowing that you have the answers within? And that takes silence. It takes slowing down and listening to your heart, not seeking outside yourself for the answers, but a deep knowing within. Having your breath, remembering your breath as a tool when you're in that fire, in that crisis. And it takes a couple of F words, fear and forgiveness that I talk about. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Hey, it's okay to have fear, but come to your edge and feel it and face it every day, once a week, every 7 days. Hey, what side do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the side of fear and doubt or love and trust? Sleepwalking through life or into the higher consciousness, evolving and growing, that there's something more, something greater than what you can see with the physical eye. What you can feel from your heart and know, even though you can't see it. You can't see love, but you can feel it. Hey, that journey to your heart is a choice. It's absolutely a choice. And it requires those F words. Forgiveness is the other one. That's essential in the transformation and journey from the head to your heart. And that forgiveness is not for the others that have hurt you or caused pain. It's for you. It is for you to heal. It is for you to experience the abundance and love from letting go, that unforgiveness is beneath cancer. It is beneath illness and disease and so much pain. You're holding on to the blame. Hey, I'm holding on to a pen right now. If you're holding on, pick up something, grab it, hold it as tight as you can. Dig your fingernails in. Just keep hanging on. And I've had clients ask me, when are you going to let me let go? It's a choice. You can let go. That's a choice. When are you willing to let the pen down? Let the pain go to free yourself. We have that choice, because it's only hurting ourselves. And it holds us back. It holds you back from thriving and stepping into those unlimited potentials that you have. Opening up the heart for abundance and miracles and connection to come. It's a choice, and it's within you to step into your power, reclaim your power, to be willing to go on that journey. And it takes letting go of some uncertainty, being in some discomfort. But I assure you, being stuck in that certainty and need for knowing in the head is more uncomfortable than any discomfort you'll feel that opens up freedom and peace on the other side. To really experience life, it takes letting go of some certainty. And the more of the uncertainty and control you can let go of, the more you will experience and have in your life. Beyond the material, from the head, the physical world, what you can see outside your eyes, to being open to what's behind your eyes, your heart, your gut, your intuition, your wisdom within, to be able to thrive. You are all worthy. You are all loved and never alone. So take the step on your journey from the head to your heart, and the journey through your heart into that intuition, your creativity, the joy, the peace, because it's a choice that we have. These things can't be bought or found from outside ourselves, from new cars, new houses, you know, new homes, multiple homes. It starts within. The shift and transformation, having your head and heart work together, shifting from the fear and the love, the fear and the doubt to the love and the trust. Sleepwalking through life to realizing there's something more, something greater, that shift beyond the self, the ego self, to something greater beyond us, ourselves, to feel that deep connection. So the heart is powerful. So don't underestimate the power of your heart and the wisdom that it carries. Each beat, each breath that we take. So which choice? Which side? Where do you want to be? Because the choice is yours. It's not our ex's fault. It's not our partner's fault. It's not our children's fault. It's not the government's fault. And it's not ours. That forgiveness may mean forgiving yourself, dropping the hammer. Stop talking to yourself in such a way that you'd go to jail if you spoke to others that way. taking personal responsibility and stepping into choice doesn't mean shaming yourself and carrying guilt. So there's a pause there. There's some silence. And is it awkward? Is it uncomfortable? How do you feel with silence? That might be the next step. I'm working with a client now that the next step is being okay with a little bit of silence. It doesn't mean an hour. But working through what thoughts come up in that silence. What is it that's going on in the head for you that you're trying to maybe run from or avoid or numb, hide, freeze from, paralyze you from taking action and step. You don't have to jump into the deep end. Just meet you right where you're at on what that next step is for you. And you have the answer for that. You're the expert in you. Is it being okay for asking and seeking guidance? Is it okay? Is it the next step of 5 minutes of silence and not going to food or music or whatever it is you do to fill the space? You know, what is the next step in priority for you in your life? If you feel like you're in that survival mode or feeling like you're stuck or thinking, maybe you're not feeling it all and you're coming from that headspace of thinking. So what do you think? What do you feel? So I'll leave you with that. In another moment of silence, to just breathe and allow yourself that shift from the head to the heart for a moment. If it's uncomfortable, it's okay. Place your hands over your heart. Feel the beating. Connect with your breath. Deep breath in. Verbal exhale out. Allow whatever fears or thoughts to come up. Honor them. It's okay. Recognize them. And know the choice is yours. Where are you? And where do you want to be? And what is your next step to creating the life that you want? A powerful life full of choice, love, and trust. I believe in you. You are absolutely loved. You are never alone. Love, light, and healing. Namaste. I can be found at sonialynn.com. Reach out for discovery, head-to-heart discovery call. Namaste.